Hello, friends. This is Justin from FrugalSnobs.com. I brought my co-host with me, Christina. Say hello.
Hello.
And we hope you enjoy this episode of the Frugal Snobs podcast. If you like what you hear, as always, you can check out more by going to FrugalSnobs.com. You can check out all of our video content available on YouTube at YouTube.FrugalSnobs.com. You can check us out on social media at Facebook.com/FrugalSnobs or on Twitter at FrugalSnobs. And of course, you can catch this podcast on your podcatcher or podcasting network of choice. And if you have a smart speaker, feel free to ask it to play the Frugal Snobs podcast. As always, folks, be well, never pay retail. And now, on to the episode. Hey, everybody, this is Justin from FrugalSnobs.com. Welcome to episode 143 of the Frugal Snobs podcast. Mark Smithley, say hello.
Hello.
And we are back, folks. We've been away for about a month, taking care of some things, tweaking some things, taking care of some content on the YouTube channel. I hope you enjoy that, by the way. And we'll be going through a little bit of the updates and changes we've made and what's beneficial to everybody. Christina, we're going to be talking about your dates.
Yes.
What you've been doing with your books and your foot. Yeah, we'll talk about all that stuff, folks. But basically, this episode is based around a topic of where does it all go? And this could be anything. It could be money. It could be time. It could just be a lot of things. So we're going to go through kind of a short list of the things in our lives where we wonder where does it go, and hopefully help everybody out with a couple of pieces of info that might help you out to track your time, track your money, that sort of thing. Is that fair?
Yes.
All right, cool. So we're also using one of our new toner mics for this episode. So bear with us, folks. We're going to be making some changes to improve the sound quality on the podcast instead of using HiQ and a few other techniques. Helps us out, makes us sound a little more professional, and also helps out everybody who's using a smart speaker. So that should help out. So, Christina, how you doing?
Doing good. Doing better.
And as we record this episode, folks, by the way, today is Sunday, June 16th, 2019. Happy Father's Day, everybody, including my own father in sunny Tampa, Florida. And your daddy.
In Central Pennsylvania.
Central Pennsylvania. You were just up in Central Pennsylvania last weekend.
Yes, I was.
All right, let's go. We'll talk about that here shortly. So, okay, folks. So we've had a lot of things happen in the last month. I believe on the last update that we discussed, we've actually made some tweaks and improved the content experience and the user experience on our YouTube channel. So you can find all of our video content at youtube.frugalsnobs.com. Take you right there to the channel. Subscribe while you're there. It helps us out. We've also posted a lot of new videos.
A lot.
Yes. So we've been very busy implementing playlists and basically a better user experience for you. So go check it out. We've also taken away some of the older videos, like some of the older podcast episodes. They don't need to be out there, folks.
No.
Yeah. So
listen to them here.
Absolutely. You can listen to them here at frugalsnobs.com, of course, as always. And, of course, here with us on your podcatcher of choice or your podcasting network of choice. So we're available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, and tune in, as well as Spotify and others. We're busy. We're just some busy people. So speaking of busy, folks, by the way, we have windows open here in the studio. So if you hear birds or other haberdashery, we apologize, but it's a live show.
And it's gorgeous outside.
Yes, it is. And Christina, we also did some coining.
Yes.
We've been busy, folks, for the past month. We also hope everybody enjoyed the new intro to the episode featuring me along with Christina.
A little bit.
Yes, a little bit. But we're hoping it, just a little bit. we're hoping it helps out everybody. And it's a little more modern and a little more organic for us. So hope everybody enjoys the new intro and kind of the changes that we're making over the next few episodes. So let's go ahead and kick this thing off. So it is Father's Day. Paja's Day. Don't forget to call your dad.
I will.
Yes, I just texted my dad. So he doesn't want to admit that he's getting older.
I think mine is finally admitting he's getting older.
Slowing down a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah.
But for all the dads out there, especially without my dad, I wouldn't be where I am. So father figures are very important in people's lives. So your daddy's very important to you.
Yes.
Yeah, daddy.
Yes.
Who is he?
My daddy.
Yes. So he also taught you how to be a tomboy. It'd be cool, though.
Yeah.
Taught you skills.
Yes.
How to fix cars, taught you about nature, did all kinds of things.
He taught me about cars so I didn't get messed over when I took my car to a shop.
That's right. See? This is why dads are important.
Exactly.
My dad gave me career advice, taught me how to be nice to girls when I was dating, but before I met you.
If not, I'd teach you quick.
I'm sure of it. So, all right, folks. So again, to all the fathers out there, happy Father's Day. I think, Christina, you and I would agree that we don't take our dads for granted.
No.
So, and neither should anyone else. So to any listener out there, depending on what your age range is here and what generation you come from, For some folks, your dad is the most important person in your life, especially for people like Christina and myself. They're very important. But for others, if you have any kind of estranged relationship with your parents, some people do, try to patch that up. It's really important. So, all right, let's go ahead and get into the episode 143 of the Frugal Sons Podcast. So we're going to talk about some of our savings, some of our freebies, some of our triumphs. We'll talk about our coins. We'll talk about your dates, Christina, your experience at Sci-Fi Valley, where we can find you next, kind of your goings-on. We'll talk about your foot, and then we'll also talk about the topic.
Yes.
Okay? So let's go ahead and start off with free things. So we actually have had some really good successes at our local grocery stores.
Yes.
So if you haven't joined your loyalty programs, folks, please do so. We've talked about it before. We've even dedicated segments and episodes of the podcast to loyalty programs. They're very important. And we've also joined some additional loyalty programs for hotels with Wyndham Hotels.
Yes.
For August and Sci-Fi Valley Con was just this past weekend. So right before Sci-Fi Valley Con, we booked our accommodation for Steel City.
Yes, back Con. In August.
Yes, back in August. And we actually were able to sign up for Wyndham Hotels.
Yes.
So another loyalty program.
Yes.
In the hopper.
And so, we will let everyone know how it works once we actually check into the hotel.
Yes, absolutely. And we also were able to save some of our quality hotel credits for later in the year.
Yes.
Where you will be probably in Baltimore later this year. So we'll get to all that stuff. Ugh. Okay, so let's talk about free things. So again, loyalty programs have rewarded us once again at the grocery store.
Yes.
So this weekend alone, being yesterday alone, we saved 50%.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly using strategic coupons at a local grocery store chain. So check out your circulars, check out your digital coupons. Christina, do you think that people, when it comes down to it, don't focus on the apps and the digital coupons that are out there? Because a lot of times, a lot of people will focus on the circular or the in-store promotions and not look on their mobile at the apps as they shop.
I agree with that, but also some people don't go through their mail.
That's true.
Because the extra $5 savings
that we had this weekend was helpful.
Exactly, because it came through a flyer in the mail.
That's right. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you're absolutely right. I mean, I think savings comes down to something we've learned over the time frame we've been doing this podcast for 4 years now. Wow, it's been a long time. But we're getting further, we're helping more people, we're being more effective. So, but I think in those 4 years, what we've learned with the loyalty programs is, you're right, I think it's a combination of things. I agree. It's not, I'll adjust my statement. It's not just the digital coupons, which I think people neglect. It's the holistic savings, right?
Yes.
I mean, there's multimodal ways of earning savings with loyalty programs. There's, like you said, there's mail, which people don't check anymore because it's considered to be old, and, you know, it's their grandparents check the mail. You know, we don't check the mail. Of course we do, right? And then you have the in-store promotions, the in-store circulars, the digital coupons. And basically a number of different ways for you to save. And there's also other ways for you to save as well, which we'll talk about here in a second, by using other websites like RetailMeNot or Groupon, etc. So we've had some good savings at the grocery store the past couple of weeks. Yesterday alone, we saved 50%. And you're right, Christina, the savings that we had based on things we needed was helpful. We saved 20%.
Exactly.
I mean, it's helpful. I mean, so even in darker times, folks, I know that everybody's concerned about the trade situation with China, etc. Food prices, they're already expecting, due to the United States weather season in the spring and the weird storms we've been having, food prices may increase. But there's other ways to win. So basically, how do I put this nicely? Do not be downtrodden. There's other ways for you to win.
And you will win.
Yes. So we've always found ways to win. So we've had some really good savings at the grocery store the past couple of weeks. Also, we had some really good savings for fast food. We're not huge fans of fast food, folks, but we had to have a cheater day yesterday. But the way that we went about it is we used coupons.
Yes.
And then we applied a 50% savings, so to speak, off of a gift card that we were able to pick up at Groupon.
Yes.
For the chain Burger King.
And Groupon is everywhere. So if you're hungry for something, check and see if there's an option available for you there.
It's not even just the gift cards that we were able to pick up. There's other savings, too. There's other coupons.
Yeah, they offer, like, off, cash back.
Off. Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, again, folks, if you live in a large city, it's very helpful for you, especially if you don't want to go out and pick up stuff. I mean, the whole point of us helping folks with this podcast is to help you no matter where you are, right? So whether you live in a big city, a small town, a mid-sized city or town, or if you're in the international audience, by the way, welcome, folks. And we'll be getting to some international material here in a second with some of the coins that we're going to talk about. But we're helping everyone everywhere all the time. Christina, you've been in the grocery store talking to people about this podcast.
Exactly.
That's right. That's why I want you to start carrying more flyers with you. So
More flyers.
That's right, more flyers. So those have been helpful to you at your events as well. So
I don't even have to mention it. They're like, ooh, I like this.
Absolutely. It's better than a business card.
Yes.
Cheaper than a business card, more informative. So, yeah, folks, I mean, we're out and about. I mean, even in society, we help people. I mean, you've been walking through the grocery store aisles and pointed out savings to people and had to talk about the podcast. That's
exactly.
Why.
Like, I was picking up a free item at Giant, and someone else was grabbing something nearby, and I'm like, hey, do you have the app on your phone?
Giant is also a grocery store chain here, folks, in the eastern U.S., particularly the mid-Atlantic states and the Northeast, in case anybody's not aware. So yeah, at a grocery store, it helps. At the grocery store, it definitely helps, especially if you have young kids or if you're a college kid shopping. I think people find using savings like coupons or things like that either time-consuming or almost like a shameful act. It's not.
It's not. And the nice part is they do it mostly digitally now, so it's inconspicuous.
That's right. That's right. It's almost like I hate to say this in the United States, the EBT program.
Yeah.
And if you are an EBT recipient, I am not saying anything negative. I'm just making a comparison.
Exactly.
So I just want to make that very clear. So, Christina, you've been helping out people in society with this podcast. So we're being effective.
Yes.
And, I mean, everything is really helping us out. We're helping everyone out. It's all a mutual relationship, right? So we've saved money at the grocery store. We've saved money on food. Anything else you want to say to talk about in terms of savings, or do you want to move on?
I think we're good because, I mean, even with hotels, now that you have programs, you're saving money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a frequent stay program. It's a loyalty program. And when I used to travel for work, it's all about the points, man.
Exactly.
It is. Airlines, hotels, everything. It's all about the points. You know how nice it is to have a flight basically across the United States, get to San Francisco from Washington, D.C., dead tired, and walk into your hotel. Hello, Mr. Gates. Have some free trail mix and a bottle of water. Even something that small.
Or the cookies in the lobby.
That was nice. I love that my points. Gotta have my points, man.
Exactly. Free internet.
That's right. And if my dad is out there, I know you love your points, Dad. And yes, folks, my dad is a frequent traveler for business as a consultant, so he's all about the points, points, points. That's what he always says.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
That's right. I want my upgrades on airlines. I want my hotel points. I want my free stuff. My free stuff.
Exactly.
So I know you like your points, Dad. So at least I get it honest. Anyway, let's move on. All right, so talked about some free stuff, some savings stuff, and where do you want to go next? Do you want to go to our coins next? Do you want to talk about your foot next?
I was actually going to the coins because I did get some free coins.
Yes, you did. So, oh, no, you can't do that. You cannot rub this in by making clinking sounds.
I got a ton of free coins.
All right, folks, so let's go ahead and go into this for all of our listeners as to how you obtained these coins. So,
and it's perfect timing because it was from my granddaddy.
That's right. So there's not a granddaddy's day, but there's still a daddy's day.
Yes.
So it all fits in, right? He's still a daddy to somebody.
Yes.
So, see what happens? You get a little bit, a little showboaty. This is what happens. Christina just dropped a coin, folks.
My 1856...
Napoleon III Emperor coin?
Yes.
We'll get to that. Anyway, see what happens when you showboat? It's a bronze coin, I believe, too.
Yes, it is.
That's why it made that loud sound on the floor. All right, folks. So last weekend, Christina, you were attending Sci-Fi Valley Con.
Yes.
At the Blair County Convention Center in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so you were there. You actually had a really good show. By the way, thank you, everybody who came out to support Christina. That's helpful. I had to stay behind. I had some work-related things to work on. So I do appreciate anybody that came out to the event to support you.
Yes.
See? I appreciate those people, too. So while you were at Sci-Fi Valley Con, so we'll go ahead and cover that now. You had a good show.
Very good show.
Excellent.
First time there. Awesome show.
You also debuted a new backdrop.
New backdrop.
For your booth or table.
Yes.
And a lot of good stuff. A lot of good time. And I'm hoping that you were happy.
Yes, it was a good show.
Good. All right. So while you were at Sci-Fi Valley Con, you got to visit your family.
Yes.
They live in Altoona, and you're from Altoona originally.
Yes.
So you are an Altoona original.
Yes.
You should get a t-shirt that says that. Altoona original.
Well, we are called Altoids.
The mints?
Yes.
But the cinnamon Altoids or the wintergreen Altoids?
That's a good question.
Or the original curiously strong mint Altoids?
Well, we do kind of have strong personalities.
Anyway, I was going to say, I'm just looking right at you. By the way, folks, I'm sitting right next to Christina as we record this episode. Who else has a strong personality? I do. Yeah, don't tap me on the shoulder. Yeah, I know how it is. Anyway, So thank you everyone who supported Christina at her show. It was really helpful, and thank you so much to have a serious note here. But you did visit your family, and while you were there, your parents basically surprised you with some coin and banknote finds.
Yes.
That belonged to your grandfather who served in the Second World War, and you were able to pick up some items. So we will be reviewing some of these items, folks, so please check out the YouTube channel. Subscribe while you're there, as I said before. It helps us out, and we'll be adding more content to the channel. But for now, Christina, you inherited... Yeah, you inherited, that's weird to say, a lot of really cool things. A 5-franc Belgian note from the Second World War from the 1940s.
Emergency issue, in a way, like just to get the old currency out of there.
Well, the old German currency after liberation. So you inherited that. You inherited some Allied military currency from France, the franc banknotes that we have. We'll be talking about more so on the YouTube channel, so check it out. Also, some franc centime coins as well. You got some centime coins in aluminum.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And a brass one.
Brass?
Yeah, the 50 centime from 1938.
Is brass?
Yes.
I did not know that it was brass. Also, you received and inherited an 1856 Napoleon III Emperor coin in brass.
Yes.
Also, a number of British coins. Also, the halfpenny, the pence coins, also, I believe, in brass.
Yes.
I'm sorry, not brass, bronze. I apologize.
Yes.
So these were all in bronze. Mm-hmm. My apologies, folks. Bronze. Again, that's what happens when you get a live show. So, again, with the sound that you heard earlier in the episode where Christina was trying to showboat and dropped a coin.
I was just trying to get them all balanced on my hand.
Right, but you dropped this coin and it was a bronze coin.
Yes.
Right, so again, as I said, we'll be adding more content to the YouTube channel, so check out the videos when they become available. We'll announce it, folks, as well.
Oh, yeah, and I also got some silver coins, too.
Yes. Yes, in fact, you received a 1942, is it a shilling?
Two shillings.
Excuse me. So, see, again, you always say, Christina, that I don't know what?
Shillings.
I don't know shillings, and you're right. I don't know shinola about shillings. So it's a two-shilling florin, right?
Yes.
From 1942, featuring King George VI.
Yes.
And it is a silver shilling, and you don't have this shilling.
I don't. It's a 50% silver coin.
Nice. Very nice.
And so is the 1944 half crown.
I see.
That I got.
I see. Also from England or the United Kingdom. Gotcha. We're talking about a half crown here in a second as well as the Niue coin is also. So
so it was my little 1919 threepence.
By the way, folks, if you're in the United Kingdom, welcome. And if our British English is absolutely horrible, remember, we're ungrateful colonists that kicked you back across the Atlantic twice in 50 years. So we're allowed to have horrible British English.
Or as they call us, demon lizards.
Whatever. Without us, the world would look very different.
Yes.
Yeah. You like that? Yeah, you like that? See?
I'm at least trying
to... I don't want to make enemies of all the Brits. We like them.
And here's a 42 shilling. Yes. And so you were right. I have a shilling and a florin.
Aha! Yes! Ha ha ha! All right. Either way, you did not have a majority of these coins in your collection.
No, I did not.
So you were quite happy to receive these coins. Very cool pieces. We'll be adding more content to the YouTube channel. But I did want to take a few seconds to talk about the Niue coin and the New Zealand half crown.
Yes.
Is that fair? All right, folks. We will be adding a video to the YouTube channel, hopefully within the week, to review the 2019 1 troy ounce $1 New Zealand denominated coin featuring the HMS Bounty from Niue. Niue. You'll hear it pronounced several different ways. Niue, N-I-U-E, is a protectorate of New Zealand.
Yes.
So it is located in the South Pacific. Basically, if you know where the Cook Islands are, folks, you'll be able to find Niue. Less than 2,000 people in the population, no traffic lights, no cars, basically paradise.
And one runway.
That's right, at the International Airport. That is a concrete miracle, as they call it. So, kind of an island out in the middle of nowhere, basically. I was able to pick up this Niue coin. Again, 1 troy ounce of silver featuring Queen Elizabeth II. If you want all the details, folks, check out the YouTube video. It's going to be going up sometime during the next 7 days. So, be on the lookout for that. We recorded the review yesterday. If you'd like to check out the content, please do so on YouTube, of course. If not, Christina, can we find a way to attach this audio to the end of this episode? Is that possible?
I can do that.
Okay, we'll do that as well. So we'll go ahead and tack it on to the end here, but I don't think you're going to get the full effect. unless you actually see the content on the video itself.
Exactly. It's a gorgeous coin.
Yes. Has includes the frosting effect also.
Yes.
So it's definitely check out the YouTube video. We'll also include the audio at the end of this episode, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So we'll tack that onto the end of the episode since we recorded it yesterday. And yesterday, arriving early, we also received Half Crowns 1942.
Yes.
1942 Half Crowns from New Zealand, featuring King George VI.
And Emperor.
That's right. That is right. We got to check that out, because I know that George VI was the last Emperor of India. The title was abolished after his reign, but I do want to check out this whole Emperor status for the New Zealand currency.
That was a curveball for us when we looked at the coin.
That's right. I was surprised that he was King and Emperor.
Yeah, it says George VI, King Emperor.
Interesting. We got to figure all this out. And by the way, folks, if you're a Kiwi and you're in New Zealand listening to this episode, thank you. Hello. Welcome. And your old currency, folks, is really expensive.
But we must have it.
Yes, it's beautiful stuff. It is really pretty, folks. I'm on the hunt for a New Zealand pound note. And my goodness.
$70?
Plus.
Yes.
$70 plus. We were looking actually out on an online auction site the other day, and I think at the time we checked,
it was like $15.
That's right. And the auction site will remain nameless, but $15. And we're thinking, all right, $15 US, let's see how high it's going to go. I think it's going to be worth a decent amount. I think it was worth $70 for this particular year.
Yes.
From our PMG research. And I thought, okay, I'll go as high as maybe $40 to $45 for it. I think $42 was my limit, right? The thing ended up closing on Friday, folks, for $81 US. And I'm thinking, ugh, but I've heard their money is expensive in New Zealand. It's expensive stuff. And by the way, folks, if you are collecting New Zealand currency, the New Zealand coinage, I believe, that contained silver contained 50% silver through 1946. So in this case, our half crowns contain 50%
yes.
silver as well. We have not reviewed these half crowns yet officially, folks.
Coming soon.
But they will be coming soon to YouTube. But Christina, just as a quick run through, front side of the coin, you've already mentioned that it features George VI, King and Emperor, by
yes.
the way.
Profile of him.
Is it a front-facing profile or side profile?
Side.
Okay. So, folks, just to point this out, and we point this out slightly in another video that we'll be bringing to YouTube on the Maltese shilling.
Yes.
We reviewed it yesterday. It is rare for monarchs to have front-facing versus side profiles, depending on the coinage and the banknotes. So, in the case of the Maltese shilling, which you'll hear on the YouTube video. Check it out. We'll be getting it out very soon. But can we add the audio to the end of this episode as well?
I'll tack both on.
Okay. So
we have so much to share.
We do. We've been gone a while. And it's good to be back, everybody.
And we're actually organized.
Yes, we're much more organized. That's why we took a break. Had to. You had things to do, and we had other stuff going on. So typically, folks, and we will talk about this on the Maltese shilling video as well. It's on the audio. But once you see the video, I think it will make more sense, contextually speaking, that there are times when George VI, or any monarch from the United Kingdom, has a front-facing profile, in other words, directly looking at you from the note or coin, as well as a side profile. In this case, side profile. The 5 Indian rupee that we will also feature has King George VI also, and Emperor of India, featured from a side profile on a banknote, not a front-facing. The 1937 series of Canadian banknotes. It's a front-facing profile of George VI
yes.
as well, so he's facing front. So in the case of this coin, it's a side profile.
Yes.
Is there a crown?
No crown.
No crown, okay. So, front side of the coin, is there anything else interesting about this other than the front-facing profile, no crown, and that he's essentially named as King and Emperor? Anything else?
I'm not going to go into the details. We will on the video when we make it, but the back is extremely ornate.
I see. So you're going to make people check out the YouTube channel, aren't you?
Let them hang in suspense.
That's right, folks.
Stay
loyal. That's right. Very good. Yes. So stay loyal, folks. I like that. And then subscribe while you're actually out checking out all the other cool
videos. So that way they get notified.
That's right. You'll get notifications for this. So, yeah, I agree with Christina. It's a very ornate backing, and frankly, we spent a lot of time here, so we need to move on. But check out the YouTube video once we publish. We'll also mention on the next episode to let everybody know what's out there between episodes in terms of content. But make sure you subscribe. You'll be notified, to Christina's point. You won't have to wait for the next episode of the podcast. But we will be tacking on the Niue coin and the Maltese shilling audio to the end of this episode. Is that fair?
Yes.
All right, so a lot of stuff we picked up. So, all right, let's move on. Let's talk about your foot.
Ugh.
Christina, you have had 6 stitches removed from your foot.
Yes.
So you met an unfortunate accident with a new door at your workplace.
Yes.
And unfortunately, you were injured inadvertently at the workplace. And long short, folks, Christina had to have a visit to a hospital where she received six stitches. It's hard to say. 6 stitches.
Yeah.
In your foot.
It would have been 7. It'd be easier to say.
Yeah, 7 stitches. 7 stitches. 6 stitches. You can't do it. It's like a tongue twister.
Is it? Yeah.
That's right. 6 stitches in your foot. You had them recently removed. You're on the mend.
Yes.
So, I don't like when you...
We'll heal.
Yes, I don't like when you get hurt. I care about you. That was sweet.
Yeah, I'd say the first 2 days were horrible.
I'm sure. I've had injuries myself, and as I've told you before, it's not a good thing. Those first couple days are the most excruciating, because the injury is still taking, you know, setting in, and then you have to work on healing up. But you were on the mend.
Yes.
So I'm very happy about that. Also, while you were injured, because you are a trooper, she's crazy, folks, you went to Sci-Fi Valley Con, as
yes,
I talked
I did.
About last weekend, with your injury.
And
you rocked it.
And just an FYI for our listeners, I have the third pedal because I drive stick shift.
That's right, so you have a clutch.
Yes, so I have to use both feet to drive.
And you drove all the way to central Pennsylvania from northern Virginia, roughly, what, a 3-hour drive?
3.5.
Okay, a 3.5-hour drive. Injured and back. Injured.
You're no excuses.
You're a trooper. And you did well at your events. So
yes,
thank you, everybody, who came out to support Christina. And I'm going to talk about your next set of events. You will be in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania on June 29th.
Yes.
So that is basically 2 weeks from yesterday.
And I'll be at the Alexander Hamilton Memorial Free Library.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay.
And that's from 1 to 4 on June 29th.
Eastern time.
Yes.
1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern time. Folks, by the way, if you're in our international audience and you really are intrigued by Christina's Imperial Legends series books, the audiobooks, etc., you can order the print version of the books on Amazon. So,
or get the e-copy.
Absolutely. You can get it on Kindle, right?
Immediate.
And it's also available on Barnes & Noble, of course, and for the Nook. But if you are in the international audience and you would like to pick up the book series, you can pick it up on Amazon, of course. It's available for Amazon Canada, UK, etc.
Yeah.
It's all out there. So I just want to make sure we included them as well, because we're talking about some cool stuff, and it's like, well, how do I get it? Well, that's how you get it.
Yes.
You can pick up the e-copy or the print copy via Amazon all around the world. So, in the English-speaking world, that is.
Yes.
So, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, US, etc. If there's any issues with obtaining copies of the books in your area, and you would like to pick up these books, reach out to Christina. You can send her an email at info@imperiallegends.com, and we'll see what we can do. Is that
yes.
fair? Got to give you a tchotchke.
Exactly.
So, okay, so you have a Waynesboro, Pennsylvania event, basically the 29th of June. What about July?
July, I have the Frederick, Maryland Con again, which is an awesome Comic-Con to go to.
Yes, you've been there several times, and they like you.
They love me.
Yep. So, again, all dates and events, postings for Christina are available at imperiallegends.com.
And if I have an address, it will be on the website.
Yes. Yes. If not, use your Google machine, folks.
Exactly.
Use the Google machine. So again, we'll also remind everyone of additional dates as they arise. So the next time we actually drop an episode, Christina, it will be the weekend of the Waynesboro, Pennsylvania Con.
Yes, it is.
So we're going to have to figure something out.
Day after.
Ah, okay, fine.
Because only on a Saturday.
That's right. So June 30th, folks, we'll probably be dropping our next episode, episode 144 of the Frugal Snobs podcast. So be on the edge of your seat. Suspense.
Yes.
All right, so that's after July. You have that single event for the time being in July.
Yes.
And then in August, you have a few events. You have the Fairfax Comic-Con, right?
Yes.
And a Steel City Con again.
Yes, Steel City before Fairfax. Steel City is April 12th.
August, sorry.
A month. August 12th through the 14th at the Monroeville Convention Center.
Gotcha.
And then the Fairfax Comic-Con is August 24th and 25th at the Dulles Expo Center.
Okay, got it. So, okay, so, yeah, we have Steel City and April on the mind.
Yes.
It's an awesome show, by the
way. They want my next book.
Excellent.
This is a book 4 is coming for them.
Excellent. Yes. Excellent. Yes. Good.
Yes.
Good. Okay, so you're a busy bee. You're writing, you're finishing up some items with your fourth book.
I'm starting the audiobook for book 4 right now.
You're busy. And did you ever think a year ago you'd be where you are today?
I never thought it would pick up such momentum.
Yeah. And so, I mean, when we say thank you, folks, we really mean it.
It's been awesome. It's been fun doing this. I love meeting people. Come out, meet me. I'll definitely have a good conversation with you.
Come find me.
I'm not shy.
Come find me.
Yes.
Yes. And I, folks, will be making an appearance with Christina alongside her as her companion and her partner in crime at next year's Sci-Fi ValleyCon.
Yes.
So I will probably be talking about the podcast, Fugle Snobs podcast, next year. We'll see if we can pepper in maybe some little extras for the podcast, but that'll all be coming up. I mean, in the end, I would always love to do a live podcast episode from an event, but we really have a hard time with that since you'll be selling books.
Yes.
So we'll try to figure something out, folks, but that will be coming next year. If you want to come out and meet the Frugal Snobs, you're going to have to do it at Sci-Fi ValleyCon. We'll be together.
Yes.
So, yes, we are going to start getting out and actually mingling amongst our public.
And possibly Balticon.
Yes. Oh, that's true. You have Balticon in October.
And I have 2 vendor tickets.
Really?
Yes.
Excellent. Yeah, it's 2 days, right? 2 days.
3 days.
3 days. Okay. Okay. So we will figure this out. So that's a good point. So if you have 2 vendor badges for this
possibly
con,
Fairfax Comic Con, because that also has 2 vendor tickets.
I see. So, oh man, we're gonna go on the world. We're gonna go on the Frugal Snobs Eastern U.S. tour.
Yes, come meet us.
I like this. Yes.
Come find us.
Come find us. Yes. Wow. All right, folks. So you will be able to find us at events, but this is all about you, Christina. So, the Imperial Legends series is your book series. I think you're very happy with it.
It's been very good to me.
All right, folks, if you would like to learn more, as I said before, check out the books. They are available across the web. Probably your best bet to find information will be going to imperiallegends.com. Also, if you'd like to get in touch with Christina or join the mailing list, please send an email to info@imperiallegends.com.
Yes.
Is that fair? All right, so you want to move on?
Yes.
Because, you know, where did it all go? Where did all of our time go? We've been running our mouths for a while.
Yeah, 30 minutes?
I'm sorry. We've just been busy.
It just fits the title.
Where did it go? Where did it all go? I mean, the last month, folks, and that's really why we wanted to return with this topic. Last month has been a blur.
Yes.
But we're working on some updates for everybody. We're simplifying the website at frugalsnobs.com. We're going to be improving the quality of the content. As you heard at the top of the episode, we're producing more organic content. And really putting a lot more care, a lot more work, a lot more effort, and really looking to carry this podcast to the next level.
Yes.
So where it all went, I can't tell you, folks. And I think a lot of you have that same feeling. I mean, just to kind of just mention a few points here before we wrap up, you know, on the topic. We spent most of this episode just running our mouths, getting everybody caught up.
Yeah.
We've been some busy folks. We've also introduced, you know, new playlists in the YouTube channel, including our pro wrestling playlist. So we've been busy, man.
Yeah.
Been busy. We also ordered some awesome WWE shirts too.
Yes, we did.
But we'll get to that at another episode.
When they come.
Yes. That's right. We'll actually let people know when we wear a shirt on an episode what we're wearing.
Yeah.
Where they can find it. So I have my kickin' Bret Hart shirt coming.
That shirt's awesome.
It is an awesome shirt.
I almost
shirt.
Got one for myself for crying out loud.
Did they have a female version?
No, they did not. They had only unisex.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Well, if it fits, I'll wear it.
I'm going to say you're a female, though, which means that, and I'm not trying to sound promiscuous, folks, you have different equipment.
They have different cuts.
So let's see how the cut for the man's shirt looks on you.
Yeah.
Is that fair? Okay. And I think everybody knows what I'm talking about. And if you're a lady, you definitely know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
In the upper body. So anyway, got some really cool stuff. But where does it all go? I can't say, folks. I mean, with us, I think a lot of people worry about where do things go in terms of time,
yeah,
money, and your career. Right? I mean, where does your life go? I mean, Christina, you've been so busy between working full-time and, you know, your foot situation, which was not planned, and then your events, but we always persevere.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's a lot of planning. It's like, there's days when Christina and I, folks, when we have to stop. I mean, before I make this comment, we do this podcast for everyone's benefit, but we also do it kind of as a nice therapy for us.
Just agreed.
Just to talk out some of our things to other people. If you haven't noticed already, folks, we're regular people. We are regular people that work hard. We have a hugely strong work ethic, and you'll never outwork us. We've always been that way. We've always won through work.
And the best part is people tell me that I can't do things. Well, guess what? I'm going to prove you wrong.
Right.
That's our work ethic.
But the hardest part of that work ethic, though, is not spiting yourself to prove people wrong. And that's where that balance comes in,
yes.
Right? But where does it all go? I mean, our past month has been, it's been hectic, but good hectic.
I mean,
Christina, you're moving yourself forward, you know? I did want to point this out. I was talking to Christina about this morning, that you know, a lot of things happened in the past month. You know, the AEW Double or Nothing event occurred this past month. And by the way, it is available on the YouTube channel. Gotta plug it, right?
Yes.
Our review of it is available on the YouTube channel. There's a 22-minute review. But one of the matches that kind of struck us was the Dustin Runnels versus Cody Rhodes match.
I could not watch it.
It was too bloody. But again, the review is on the YouTube channel, folks. Check it out. But what I wanted to point out is that in a post-match interview, Dustin Runnels, and if you're not a pro wrestling fan, this is not really focused on pro wrestling. It's on a comment. One of the combatants in the match, Dustin Runnels, brother of Cody Rhodes, mentioned to a podcast that his dad, the great Dusty Rhodes, great promoter, American Dream Dusty Rhodes, had mentioned, as life moves forward, you lose time. And that when you hit hard times or hard things, he always would tell his sons when they would call him on the phone, always keep stepping forward, that is. And then, every time he would call after that, are you stepping today, Junior? You keep stepping today? It's the same thing. It's like, are we continuing to step forward? And we do. I mean, the past month, like we've said, has been a whirlwind, but we're making it work.
Yeah.
Where does your time go? That depends on how well you manage your time.
Yeah.
And when things come up, how do you maneuver in your time management to take care of the priorities while also not letting other things slip?
Exactly.
Right? I mean, where does your life go? It depends on what your priorities are, everybody. I mean, Christine and I are two people. We don't have children. We don't have families of our own. And so, if you have kids, if you have a spouse, if you have parents you're taking care of, anything like that, where does your life go? Once you have those obligations, your life goes to them.
Yeah.
Is that fair? I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing to have a family, okay, at all, but I think time is precious, is my point.
Yes.
Right? I mean, you saw your parents last weekend, and
yeah.
You kind of wondered. You hadn't been home.
2 years.
In 2 years. 2 years. It's just, it's amazing, isn't it?
And besides seeing my parents, seeing everyone that I went to high school with and seeing nothing happen in their life,
right. I don't want to offend a lot of people, but it's like, for you, I guess for you, it's kind of like, I made it out. I made it out.
I felt like I went back in time.
Yeah.
It's the only way to describe it. It's like, I went back in time. It felt like I was a senior in high school.
Well, for me, I grew up all over the United States, so time passed based on my moves, right? It's funny because, I was thinking about this a couple days ago, that when I was 11, we moved from the area that we're in now, the Maryland, Northern Virginia area, to Florida. And by the time I had made it out of high school in 2000 is when I graduated, in those 9 years in, well, I'm sorry, ugh, 7 years in between, not 9 years in between, don't people think I got out of high school when I was 20. I got out of high school when I was 18, folks, promise. But in that 7 year period, I was surprised at how many things had changed. I mean, I had moved to many other states, went to high school in 3 states, far away from one another. Time is measured differently by different people, and where does your life go? It just depends on what your life conditions are.
Exactly.
And for you, it's like going back and seeing things. And I think it does a few things. I think it's mixed emotions. I think you feel happy to have made it out and made something out of yourself. You feel shocked that people didn't.
Yeah.
You feel surprised when people maybe seem bitter. And I don't let that stop me. I don't know about you, but I don't.
No.
It's like, look, be bitter. I mean, the life we live and the choices we make dictate the life we lead.
Exactly.
And that's all I can say, folks. I mean, if you have problems or anger or anything else, that's a horrible emotion to have. You should feel good for the people around you that you know that have made it. And for those who haven't, feel a degree of concern, So where does your time go? Where does your life go? And then it also boils down to, where does your money go?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? One, they are all linked. One
Yes.
affects the other. It's a cause-effect relationship. I mean, where does your time go? If it goes to education, that leads to, typically in many cases, more money. Where does the money go? Depends on how you want to live. You know what I mean? We always say, be well, never pay retail.
We
sure.
mean it.
We absolutely mean it. And it wouldn't matter if we made $1 million or if we made $50. We would always live this way. We our triumphs come by stepping every day. That's a good motto, man.
We
stepping.
Analyze every day,
yeah.
too.
Are we stepping? And are we better off tomorrow than we were today?
Yes.
And are we better off today than we were yesterday?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's life for us is interesting. I mean, we've had a lot of things happen to us in the past month, some good, some not so good, but we've always made it.
Yes.
You know, we're a team. What are we?
We're a team.
Yes.
Strong team.
Yes. So for those of you in your life that have a support system around you, we're a team, and you want to find out where it all went, look at those people around you.
Exactly.
Because guess what happens? That's also cause-effect as well.
They are your influence.
Yeah. Kids grow up, and they're growing. Your parents, unfortunately, become older, right? Your friends around you, your life conditions change. Where does it all go? Just look around you. You'll find out where it all went. But you also control where it can go.
Exactly. You are the captain of your own ship.
That's right. But I think that for a lot of people, something we realized over the past month, and I think we needed this break to come back pretty strong, is that we looked at where things went, where we'd like them to go, and we took the month to actually recharge some batteries and get us on that track to where we really want to go.
Yes.
So that helped out a lot. But if you want to find out where does it all go, one will always affect the other, folks. So just to wrap up on the topic, I think we've been jaw-jacking here for a while. But to help you out, folks, I mean, we're always here. You can always reach out to us. As always, we can be reached via a number of different methods, and I believe frugalsnobs@gmail.com
yes,
is one way to get in
I
touch
do check
with
that.
Us. Yep, so we do check that Gmail address. And I know people are going to ask, well, if you have all the websites and whatnot, like frugalsnobs.com, why don't you have internal addresses? Well, we do. But we don't share those with the outside public. Those are for other means, advertisers, business engagements, things like that for us.
Yes. So, this is set aside strictly for listeners.
Yes. So, by all means, it's in the public domain, so govern yourself accordingly, as always. But we're always here to help out and to give advice if we can. And, you know, I think the past month has really been helpful to us, and it kind of showed us what was more important and got us to where we need to be. But if you have anything out there, folks, that you want to talk about, or where does it all go, or if we can help you kind of rationalize some things or put things in perspective, by all means, frugalsnobs@gmail.com is your best way to get in touch with us if you don't come out to one of the events to meet us.
It could be a topic idea.
Absolutely, it could be a topic idea. And we will give credit first names only, folks. We will not be giving full names. We'll give you credit if you decide to suggest a topic idea. If you want to be on the show, by the way, we might also be able to schedule an interview with you. So if you're a local business owner or a consultant or a coach or somebody else who would like to really be on this show, to discuss versus sell your product, we will be open to discussing with you. I mean, we want to hear from everybody. And by the way, one of the things we're trying to combat right now, folks, is certain individuals who have pinged us on other mediums like LinkedIn, places like that, and telling us, oh, we checked out your podcast. We want to promote it for you. We don't need these promotions yet.
Because
folks,
all they're trying to do is promote themselves.
Pretty much, yeah. It's a lot of younger kids who are just starting off businesses saying, I want to have an interview on your show. In other words, inviting themselves to our show? No. That's not how this works, folks. We converse with you. We don't let you just have a stage to sell your product or service, okay? So when I say, are you a coach or are you a consultant or something like that, if what you're going to do is get in touch with us and try to sell us on something, we will not be responding to those.
The door will be slammed in your face.
Yes. I don't think it's fair because we did all the work to produce the show. We did all the work to syndicate the show. And we
yes.
do all the work to promote the show.
Yes.
So, no, we're not going to give you a free platform to do these things. You need to find other methods. But again, if you're a business coach or someone else who has a positive message, we have no problem talking to you.
Absolutely none.
Yep. And again, in those cases, we want to see what your philosophy is like, and we'll help promote you to a degree, of course, but we know you're also believing in yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be on the show, by all means, reach out to us. We'll see if we can align something for you. All right, another way for you to help yourselves, folks, here with the Where Did It All Go is you can also check out the budget tool that we've put online. I believe it's available at frugalsnobs.com/budget.htm. If not, we will make sure that it's made available. But I believe the last we checked, it is available. It's been out for a while, folks. It helps you manage household expenses, etc. So do check that out.
So you can see where it goes.
Absolutely. We use it ourselves from time to time. Now, do we do a full monthly budget? Yeah, we used to. Do we anymore? Not as much, but we do perform, you know, quarterly or
audits.
Or audits, yeah, exactly. We do audits of ourselves. Like, are we spending too much? Can we afford more? That sort of thing. And that's what helps us get through.
Or where can we cut back?
Exactly.
Do we need this service?
Is it frivolous?
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like, we don't really need this. So, anyway, at any rate, folks, there's a couple ways for you to help yourselves also and get in touch with us if you'd like to be on the show. So, we are opening up the possibilities for interviews, etc. And we'll discuss with you kind of the different methods that we can discuss in terms of getting that interview taken care of. So, all right, you want to wrap this up?
Yes.
All right, folks. As we've said many, many times, be well, never pay retail. Take care of yourself and each other. Check out the podcast. It always helps us out. Make sure you subscribe on the YouTube channel. We're going to be making some things better, making it stronger, and helping you move forward. Thank you, everybody, and hope you enjoyed the episode. Hey, everybody. Justin from FrugalSnobs.com. What's up, YouTube? Brooks, can we say hello?
Hello.
And we brought everybody another currency review video. Not necessarily currency, but a silver coin review video. As we record this video, today is Saturday, June 15th, 2019, and we brought everyone a 1 troy ounce .999 fine silver coin from Niue. Also pronounced Niue or Niue. You'll hear all three pronunciations. For the purpose of this video, we'll just say Niue. So let's just tell everybody where Niue actually is. Niue is a protectorate of New Zealand, folks. It is near the Cook Islands. Citizens of Niue are actually New Zealand citizens, and New Zealand governs all of the diplomatic relations for Niue or on Niue's behalf. So the population is less than 1,700 people, and the island itself is not necessarily small. It's actually larger than the combined size of all of the Cook Islands combined.
All 15 of them.
Yes. So it's pretty interesting. We looked at a couple of the promotional videos for tourism. Very pretty place, and it seems very desolate. You know, again, has an international airport, there will be tourists, but really an interesting place, and we'll get to some of the interest here when we look at the back side of the coin as well. But the front side of the coin, frosted, features Queen Elizabeth II.
Yes, with the round jeweled crown.
Versus the square jeweled crown, right?
Yes.
So if you'd like to learn more about the headgear for the monarchs, particularly Elizabeth II, you can check out our other videos here on the channel. And by the way, folks, while you're here, subscribe. It helps us out. So you can also check out all the other playlists as well. So, again, this particular coin is a 2019 coin, and Christina, one of the things that we should also point out here is if you would like to see the quality of any coin content of silver, you can look at the edges of the coin to see if it's clad or not.
Yes.
For anything that has an alloyed combination of metals, including a majority of silver. But in this case, the quality of silver in these coins is basically essentially pure at 0.999 fine.
Yes.
Right? So... this particular coin, again, very interesting coin. And what are the initials on the designer for this coin?
It's IRB.
Versus JC for the other coins that I believe we've reviewed, including, I think, Christina, your Unicorn of Scotland?
Yeah, the Queen's Beast Unicorn of Scotland.
Yes. So I will do a little bit more research in terms of the design of the coins. And if we also decide to pick up any other of the other Niue coins, including the two New Zealand dollar Pearl of Wisdom coin, which is a pretty cool coin. If you pick it up, folks... you can bet we'll probably review it here on YouTube. Is there anything else you want to say about the front side of this coin?
No, I mean, it actually has the grate on the back of the coin.
Yes, so let's go ahead and flip to the back side of the coin to show everybody why we're here. So the back side of the coin, folks, features a compass effect with the HMS Bounty.
Yes, the HMS Bounty is sailing away.
Yes, and the HMS Bounty was purchased by the Royal Navy and sent on a botanical mission to the South Pacific to basically... transport breadfruit plants, which are a relative of jackfruit, today's jackfruit, back to the United Kingdom, what is now the United Kingdom, for cultivation and domestication. So the HMS Bounty is also the site of the infamous mutiny on the Bounty. The ship was captained by Captain Bligh, purchased for 1,950 British pounds at the time of purchase in the 1780s, basically. The boat was also burned near Tonga.
Yes.
So... very interesting coin. We were happy to pick this up for the collection, especially to get something from Niue, as well as something that has a naval history to it in terms of the coin theme itself. If you are also interested in other naval-themed coins, folks, you can check out, or expeditionary coins, you can check out the 1892 Columbian Expedition coin. It's a commemorative half dollar from the United States. The video is available here on the channel, so check it out. Anything else you want to say about this coin?
Besides, it's gorgeous.
Yes, it is an absolutely gorgeous coin. It's a very nice mirrored effect to it. Not necessarily a cameo, but a very nice mirrored effect.
The frosted effect.
Yes, we're very happy to have picked up this coin for a very affordable price, folks. So as always, please do check out the other videos here on the channel. We've also incorporated, as we've talked about on our podcast, for What's Not's Podcast, we've also added playlists here to the channel for your benefit. As I said before, please make sure you subscribe. It does help us out. If you like what you see, what you hear, please check out the Frugal Snobs podcast. Everything you need to know is at frugalsnobs.com, and you can catch us wherever you enjoy podcasts. Till we speak again, folks, be well, never pay retail, take care of yourself and each other. Hey everybody, Justin from FrugalSnobs.com. What's up, YouTuber Brox? Let me say hello.
Hello.
Brought another currency review for everybody here to the YouTube channel. While you're here, folks, make sure you subscribe. It helps us out. If you like what you've seen, what you've heard, and what you're about to see or hear, check out the Frugal Snobs podcast. Everything you need to know is at FrugalSnobs.com, and you can enjoy us wherever you enjoy your podcast. Anyway, folks, today we have brought everyone the Maltese shilling from 1943. The 1943 Maltese or Malta shilling banknote. There is no back to this note, folks, so we're going to be focusing purely on the front side of the note. The note features King George VI.
Yes.
Yes. So if you are an enthusiast of King George VI, we also encourage you to check out our 1937 Bank of Canada series banknotes featuring also King George VI. So, Christina, this is from your Museum of Money. Right, and there is no back to this note, so we're going to be focusing purely on the front side of the note. This particular note, and we'll talk a little bit about the history of Malta as well to wrap up the video, but Christina, the front side of the note features what color scheme? And by the way, folks, Christina, before you speak, if you want to hear epic description of colors, you should check out the Mexican peso ticket or Mexican peso banknote videos we did here on the channel. You can also find them in the Mexican currency playlist, where Christina has a very skilled means of describing colors in an epic fashion. So,
I'm a writer. What do you expect?
So, let's go ahead and check out the front side of this note, Christina. So, what color scheme do you see?
Yeah, besides multiple. So, shall I dazzle our listeners with the various hues that I'm going to describe?
Hues. Okay, go ahead. On the front side of this note.
Starting with the background alone.
Mm-hmm.
It goes from a teal
mm-hmm.
to like a reddish orange
mm-hmm.
to a teal again. Now the print goes from a dark blue on the teal
mm-hmm.
to a dark reddish purple
mm-hmm.
back to the blue. So Understood. It fades with the background.
Understood. And by the way, folks, very quickly, this is a 1943 Maltese shilling note. And again, most of the time shillings, for at least the UK and their territories, were mostly coins.
Exactly.
In this case, it is an actual banknote. Again, no back to this note. It's from 1943. So it is a World War II note. Malta, of course, is a country located, of course, in Europe, in the Mediterranean, and was actually ceded to the United Kingdom, or at the time, England, what is now the United Kingdom, in the Treaty of Paris of 1814 to basically wrap up the Napoleonic Wars and gave them a spoil of war.
Yes.
So, the Maltese shilling from 1943, and like you said, Christina, this is a multicolored note. Yes,
mm-hmm.
featuring King George VI with a direct portrait. Yes,
yes, he's looking straight at you.
Now we do have other notes as well, folks. We have not reviewed the 5-rupee note that we have in our collection as well, also featuring King George VI, who was the last emperor of India. But to Christina's point, where we have notes where George is facing directly in your direction, this is more, I guess, rare.
Yes.
For territories and protectorates for the monarch in terms of the United Kingdom. In most cases, they are providing a side profile to many of the banknotes. So in this case, it is a direct facing King George VI as well. So interesting note, again, from 1943. And I'm really happy to get this note into the collection. Christina, you picked up this note relatively affordably online.
Yes.
So you're happy to have it as part of your collection in the Museum of Money. Is there anything else you wanted to say about this note?
Yeah, one cool thing about it is in the lower right-hand corner,
mm-hmm.
the signature for the treasurer is actually stamped on it. It was not printed on it.
I see. You know, what would also be interesting about these notes, I'm also wondering about the backside of the note, why there was no backing to this note.
That's a good question.
So, I mean, in many cases, folks, not to depart from the subject matter of the video, but in many cases, particularly in the United States, prior to the Civil War, when you had banks issuing currency, most of the time, these notes had no backings, and they had to be signed into circulation. So, I'm not saying that is the case for this note, but in many cases, in terms of our exposure to banknotes without a backing, that is why. So the notes can be signed into circulation.
And maybe that's why this was maybe stamped into circulation with the stamp of the treasurer.
Possibly. This could also be a transitional banknote as well. We'll have to do a little more research, and we'll bring anybody updates in terms of the comments on the video if you find anything more intriguing about this note. But at any rate, folks, this is the Malta shilling or the Maltese shilling from 1943. If you, again, like you see what you hear, as I said, make sure you subscribe, check out the Frugal Snobs podcast, and be sure to check out all of our other videos here on the YouTube channel. Views help us out, and we like to educate and also entertain. You're going to find a lot of other videos out there, folks, and Christina and I think recently, going through some coins, have found some videos that showcase certain coins we've added to our collection or banknotes, but we find ourselves to be more entertaining,
yeah,
more informative, and more educational for everybody. So,
hello, it's 2-1. Two people to one. We're obviously going to be more funny.
We also do research, though, and we actually care for our coins. These aren't things that are basically willed to us, or we don't buy them necessarily at yard sales and things like that, so to speak. We actually put care into our hunting and our search for the next cool item to add to the Museum of Money. And when we say that, we truly mean it. We take care of our items. We revel in obtaining them. They're basically an achievement for us.
Yes.
So we really do enjoy it. We enjoy supporting that particular market when we buy and sell coins or brokering coins or banknotes. So by all means, we hope you find this entertaining and educational. Check out all the other videos here on the channel. Like I said, make sure you subscribe. Check out the Frugal Snobs podcast. It helps us out. Be well. Never pay retail. Take care of yourself and each other.